Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
The last 12 to 18 months, the airline industry has been picked up like a box of chocolates, shaken around and just dumped on the floor. It's just been an absolute horror show for people in that industry, but something that could be helping people out that have their little fur babies out is taking pets on planes. What do you say on this issue? Do you reckon this should be a thing if it was to happen?
Well, there's a lot of questions about people's allergies. Do you know what I mean? The behaviour of the animals as well. I don't see it ending very well.
Yeah, I don't either. But if you had like a list of pros and cons, you got to weigh up a few things. You're like, there's already lots of animals that ride the plane anyway.
But that's
seen the way people behave on these planes
as well. Jetstar flight, yeah.
But supposedly, a couple of sources in Australian News are saying that it could be a done deal by early December, possibly for Virgin by the looks of things, because a few of the airlines have already ruled themselves out of this possible change. Qantas and Jetstar have said they're not really interested in making this decision because the Civil Aviation Safety Authority is considering possibly allowing pets, small pets, to ride in the cabin with people on the flights.
I would have thought Rex would have been the first airline to put their hand up for this since they've got the same name as a dog.
Inspector Rex?
Yeah.
Why not?
I imagine it would be specialty flights. It's not just going to be regular flights where pets are allowed to just roam about in the cabin.
Yeah.
And then the other question is, which pets are you allowing? Obviously, everyone's like, oh, you've got to allow the dogs on. It's like, well, if you do that, you open up the doggy door or the pet door to cats, snakes, ferrets. What if someone's got a goldfish? Can they bring their aquarium on the plane?
Exactly right.
How does this work?
And then it opens up to discrimination, because if it is dogs, they'll be like, oh, well, your little poodle's allowed. Oh, we can't have that German shepherd. He takes up too much room.
That's right.
What are you going to have?
Handbag
like
dogs only.
A little crèche or something in the corner. And then you've got a...
Maybe they have that little measuring thing. You know, they have, when you go to bring your hand luggage on, they have a little frame that you can put your bag into. Put your dog into it and go, oh, yeah, my little chihuahua just meets the measurements.
So like, what an absolute mess. Because at this stage, basically, you know, blind seeing eye dogs, those dogs are allowed to be on, you know, assistance dogs are allowed to be on flights and things like that.
Yeah.
But for every other animal, you've got to be downstairs in the cargo as well.
Yeah.
So, okay, I imagine, would it be different with different classes? Like, first class, you get the dogs get their own little pamper seat and they get like cut up fillet steak and stuff, and then the economy they just get like the chum just as the in-flight
just
the meal.
Solid cylinder of gelatinous meat just
But then the worst thing you got to worry about is you don't know everyone's medical history. Some people might be allergic to pets.
That's what
things
I was saying.
Like that. It's a mess.
I'd really be worried about that sort of thing, and checking it'd be a nightmare. Imagine like boarding the plane. Imagine if you're stuck behind someone with a tortoise.
Yeah.
It's slow enough trying to get onto a plane, let alone waiting for someone with a pet turtle or tortoise.
Sitting next to a dog, you're trying to, excuse me, he's just dribbling everywhere.
Yeah.
And then you've got, obviously, pets that like to make a mess as well. I'm talking like feces and urine. That would be, on a long flight, that wouldn't be fun at all, would it?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of question marks around this.
That's
so
you can't have,
I wouldn't want to be on that flight. That's all I'm
definitely
saying.
Definitely not.
But at least if this thing did come into play, you know, at least they've already got a film they can watch people as a source material, as somewhat of the induction video. It'll probably feature this movie, I would reckon.
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Now, ruining a road trip, it's something I've done many times over the years. Usually I get car sick wherever we're going. That's the way I could ruin a road trip before we even got there. But this topic has come up after... Obviously, you might have heard the story about the people trying to, from Sydney trying to visit Western Plains Zoo in Dubbo.
That's right. You were talking about this yesterday.
Oh, my God. 120. It was like three buses of people, like 128 people. 76 of those 128 were from the greater Sydney area. They got there. They didn't even get let off the bus. They said, nah, we're calling the police. The tour company got fined $5,000. And he knew the whole time he was just trying to slip underneath, undetected, because he didn't want to refund the people their money, most likely.
He's like one of those coyotes that smuggle people across the US-Mexican border, just like trying to get them through. And they're supposed to be in lockdown, right? Like if they're from Greater Sydney, they should have been indoors, not going outside at all.
Do not pass go.
So they slapped them with the massive fine. Did they lock them up with the animals there? They went, oh, look, you'll just spend your lockdown here. There you go. Yeah, open up the monkey enclosure. Yep. Get in there.
Sort that out. So, yeah, basically, there's times you've been away on a road trip for whatever reason, whatever's happened, you know, like maybe it was a tyre, the car got overheated on the way to your trip or something. Maybe something disastrous happened, an act of nature. Who knows?
Yeah.
Could be just about anything. What ruined your road trip, though?
Yeah.
Did you ever ruin a road trip back in the day?
I think I've mentioned this before. Like you, I used to get car sick a lot as a kid.
It wasn't fun, was it?
And Dad always likes to bring up the time I brought up breakfast during our trip to the Jenolan Caves. We traveled all the way down.
That's a bad road, man.
from the Sunshine Coast in Queensland. We drove all the way down, and yeah, there is a winding road through the Blue Mountains to the Jenolan Caves. And yeah, I coated the front of Dad's Escort with with my Fruit Loops.
All the colours of the rainbow.
Yeah. Toucan Sam says hello.
He says
1-300-92-1250. Road trips. They're a great Aussie tradition, but sometimes they get ruined.
They do.
So we want to know about the times your road trip got ruined. We've got Kelly from Marimbula on the line. Hey, Kel, what happened with your ruined road trip?
I was driving into Canberra one time doing 100Ks on the highway.
Okay.
And an eagle dropped a rabbit on my windscreen.
Oh my God.
From about 200 feet up. It bounced off my windscreen and it bounced over my car and it hit the car behind us.
Oh, wow.
And it bounced off that car and hit the car behind it.
So was it still alive, this rabbit? It's still hopping.
No,
it hopped away.
It was dead, but because the eagle had dropped it to try and break it up from 200 feet, it just bounced like a ball.
Oh.
That's a worry. Were you worried the eagle was going to come down and try and pick up your car?
Trust me, fellas, it was pretty scary. I almost ended up in back seat.
Yeah. God, you're lucky to keep the car on the road.
The noise that came off the windscreen was like...
Just be thankful you weren't riding a motorcycle.
Yeah. If you ever need a reason to get out of going to Canberra, now you've got one.
Add that to the list.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are worried about, flicking cigarettes out the window. Just watch out.
Yeah, watch out for the eagles.
Drop rabbit.
I'd just be like, yeah, thanks very much, eagle. You just ruined Easter for me.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I didn't have my kids because they would have just been like,
oh, the Easter bunny.
Well, thank you for calling in with that horrifying story, Kelly. Have a good Thursday, mate.
I will, guys.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
How do you go with language barriers, Hutsy? Do you speak a second language besides,
I barely speak English.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Like broken, bogan English. That's the best I can do. The way I mispronounce words, I think we were checking the building the other week and I was talking about the annals of history and you're like, I'm pretty sure it's annals. And I'm like, no idea. That's how good my language is.
Yeah, English is the only language I really know. I know a smattering of Japanese from high school and I know a little bit of Portuguese because,
and some rude words in other languages because that's what you're about.
That's the first thing you learn. That's all you really need at the end. I really want to learn womanese. I'd love to be able to understand what the fairer our sex is saying most of the time. But for a lot of people, the language barrier can be a bit of an issue. Sometimes you have families where there's different generations and one generation has a different language to English as their first language and they're trying to communicate with the younger generation. It can be tough.
Yeah, it can be very tough. Growing up, my stepfather's parents were straight from Italy and they could barely speak a lick of English. So every time we'd go over their house to have lunch, I'd be sitting there just watching them have a conversation going, I got no idea what's going on. That always seemed like they were angry. Italian just seems like it's an angry. I was like, are they yelling? Are they happy? I don't know.
Why are they waving their hands around so much? Are there flies in here? Yeah. What's going on? Optus is trying to help out break down these language barriers, though. They have a new service called Optus Translate. Here's how it works.
Conversations between people of two different languages can now happen with a new service Optus Call Translate. Translations as you speak.
你好,我想预约看医生.
I'd like to make an appointment with a doctor.
Yes, we have some availability tomorrow.
Now, obviously, that's a big load of BS because no doctors have appointments
available. No, that's incorrect.
But the actual translation part,
that's
the technology, incredible. Basically, when you're talking in real time with someone on the phone, it uploads what you've said to the cloud, translates it using Google Translate, then downloads it to them in the language that they speak.
Yeah.
Which will be fantastic when you're actually dealing with an Optus call center. You'll be able to understand what they're saying.
Yeah. Oh,
now I know what's going on here. And as I said before, this will be very helpful for people within a family where maybe the grandparents and the kids speak different languages.
¿Qué aprendió hoy día en el colegio?
What have you been learning in school?
I did maths.
Yeah, okay, kid. We don't want your story.
No, that's it. We get it.
Would have been good if she says, nothing, Grandma. We've been in lockdown.
That's always the answer they give. Even when we're not in lockdown, you ask kids, what did you learn at school today? And they're like, I don't know, or nothing. It's like, did you even turn up? Where were you all day for 8 hours?
Amazing technology. As you heard just then, you have a back and forth conversation fairly easy using the Google Translate AI. which has turned out to be a lot better than the original AI they were using, which was the Samuel L. Jackson AI.
¿Qué aprendió hoy día en el colegio?
English, mother do you speak it?
Caused a lot of issues for people when they first tried
broken devices.
And you're thinking, okay, this is great. What sort of languages do they cover? Yeah. They cover a whole bunch of them.
The service will initially offer 10 languages: Arabic, English, Filipino, Greek, Hindi, Italian, Mandarin, Russian, Spanish, and Vietnamese. Others to be added soon.
Fantastic. So it's being trialled at the moment. And Optus Call Translate will hopefully be up and running fully by the end of the year, they're hoping.
Yeah, look at these guys trying to corner the market. It's like, well, if you're not with Optus, then you can't
Use it. That's right. It's only for Optus customers, apparently. And as you heard, 10 languages offered at the moment. They're hoping to add more. In fact, they're already trialling a politician translate service.
Oh, cool.
We ran it through Scott Morrison's press conference. We ran Scott Morrison's press conference through it. The other day, and it translates it really well.
It was important to get feedback from all the states and territories on the measures that they're putting in place and to essentially get everybody on the same page.
We have no idea what we are doing.
So accurate.
Makes it so easy to understand now.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.